materials, 12 ounces 3-ply wool, 2 number 10 and 2 number 12 knitting needles. Tension on number 12 needles, 8 stitches to 1 inch. Continue thus. Purl 1, knit 1, purl 2 together, knit 1, purl 1, knit 1, repeat from end to end. Purl 1, knit 1, purl 2 together, knit 1, purl 1, knit 1, repeat from end to end. Purl one,
I'm Jesse Loesberg. I'm the president of the knitting club at the Rhoda Goldman Plaza. When I first started knitting, I imagined that the stereotypical knitter was an old blue-haired lady who, you know, sat at home in her chair and, you know, listened to the news and knit. I'm sort of describing my grandmother right now, with the exception of the blue hair.
I'm Lisa Miller, and I own a shop called Slightly Go Lightly, which is a yarn shop in the Lower Mission District of San Francisco. There is something about two sticks in yarn that is ancient and simple and very pleasing, very satisfying. One of my customers, she's an artist, and she knits for pleasure, but she also knits for her art. And the most recent project that she's been working on, and she's been coming here and working on, is this electric blue Angora bunny suit.
When I was at Slightly Go Lightly, there was a woman there knitting a blue bunny suit.
I've been knitting an invisible bunny suit. I'm Anna Maltz. I'm a graduate student in the Fine Arts Department at CCAC. I haven't actually knitted too many, like, normal things.
Like, I will not knit dog sweaters and cat sweaters. That's out.
She knitted little jackets for dead sparrows.
If you go, you know, shopping for knitting books and knitting things like that, they're filled with cute. They're filled with cute, and I can't take cute.
My grandmother in my family,